This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday vowed to press ahead with his contentious judicial overhaul despite unprecedented mass protests at home, growing defections by military reservists, and appeals from the U.S. president to put the plan on hold. We're from VOA's Steve Miller.
Netanyahu was at times conciliatory during his address, saying he understands the differences of opinion that have bitterly divided the country and offering to seek a compromise with his political opponents. But he was also defiant, saying his opponents were bent on toppling him and lashing out at the scores of military reservists who say they will stop reporting for duty if the plan is passed. Some have already quit. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Supporters of the powerful Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad after a man threatened to burn a Quran in Sweden. Sadr is meant to have quit politics, so the question is, how is he wielding such power from the sidelines? Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
His supporters are his main weapon. Sadr commands the loyalty of hundreds of thousands of members of Iraq's majority Shiite community. And this isn't the first time he's mobilized them. Last year, amid tensions with his Iran-backed rivals, Sadr's supporters staged a sit-in in the Baghdad parliament. In 2019, they joined huge anti-corruption protests that toppled a government led by pro-Iranian parties. Sadr is the only Iraqi Shiite leader who has challenged both Iran and the US. And that goes down well with millions of poor Shiites who feel they haven't benefited from governments linked to either.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting, and this is VOA News. By pulling out of the landmark deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea, Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken a gamble that could badly damage Moscow's relations with many of its partners that have stayed neutral or even being supportive of the Kremlin's invasion of its neighbor. Russia has also played spoiler at the United Nations, vetoing a resolution on extending humanitarian aid deliveries into northwestern Syria and backing Mali's push to expel UN peacekeepers. Putin's declared goal in halting the Black Sea Grain Initiative is to win relief from Western actions and sanctions for Russia's agricultural exports. The U.S. is sending additional warships and thousands of Marines to the Middle East to increase security in the wake of Iranian attempts to seize commercial ships later. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Thursday approved the deployment of the USS Bataan Amphibious Readiness Group with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit of the Gulf Region, according to U.S. officials. In an announcement, U.S. Central Command said that the deployment will provide even greater flexibility and maritime capability in the region. Kenya opposition protesters were in the streets protesting for another day against the high cost of living and tax hikes. VOA's Mariama Diallo.
Kenyan President William Ruto, addressing residents of Isiolo County on Thursday, urged residents to maintain peace, saying that destruction of property during the demonstrations would affect development of the country.
Every part of Kenya have said we cannot sabotage our economy using violence and destruction of business and destruction of property. Kenya is the only place we have to call home, and we must protect it by all means.
On Thursday, veteran opposition leader Odinga wrote on Twitter, "The voice of the people must be heard," and insisted the peaceful protest continue. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Rescue efforts resumed on Friday after an overnight halt in India's western state, where a landslide triggered by industrial and torrential planes killed at least 16 people, with many others feared trapped under debris. Scores of rescuers and trained trekkers have been deployed to find people trapped by the landslide, which occurred late Friday night. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.